the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast, and it's time to go yard, Lundy. Touch them all. Let's go ahead and gaze into the crystal ball, shall we, and see if we can find somebody who's going to connect on a home run with a full slate of Major League Baseball games today. I'll bat leadoff here. Give me Bryce Harper, who is very much right now in the NL MVP conversation, taking on the LA Dodgers at home. And he has a storied history against Julio Urias, who is on the mound for LA. 3-for-12 lifetime with a pair of dongs and 6 RBI. He is batting a robust 991. That's what he's posted OPS-wise against Southpaws this season. And Urias has been plagued by the long ball this year, giving up 1.75 home runs per nine with a 13.7 home run to fly ball percentage. So Harper, eclipse the fence, my man, and at plus 360. Can't go wrong with that. Who do you like?
I'll tell you what, let's go with a guy that I'm used to seeing him hit them over the wall at Coors Field. He now, of course, is not here, which seems to be the MO with the Rockies. Just find somebody that is pretty good.
And then deal him, or let him sign somewhere else.
Either deal him or just decide that you're bored and you're just going to let him walk. Let's talk about Trevor Story. Let's see. It was not one, not two. Didn't he have three round trippers last night? Actually, four hits. I think he finished with 7 RBI. Let's just say that Story stays hot. How about that? Let's go with that matchup going up against Robbie Ray, who he has success against. And that one's sitting at a plus 330. I'll roll with Trevor Story to stay hot.
Yeah, 8-for-27, 3 home runs, 4 RBI, but 14 strikeouts lifetime against Robbie Ray. All or nothing is the story for Trevor Story this evening in a Boston Red Sox uniform. And with that, let's get to it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's drop the puck and make some bucks in the National Hockey League. How did you fare last night? And how are you feeling this evening with this selection?
We're not going to talk about last night, bro.
It sounds like me in the NBA right now.
We are not going to discuss, you've seen the GIF before, like somebody where somebody's got it on a loop where you're just getting, where somebody's getting consistently kicked in the nuts, right? Like boom, 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 and they've just got it on that little GIF loop. That was basically me last night with all of my hockey bets. Florida gives up a goal with 4 seconds left to lose to Tampa. So the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions took both games at Florida and have a 2-0 lead. And then I was at the Colorado Avalanche game last night, and that's one of the worst performances I have seen Colorado do on the ice over the course of this season for sure, and maybe dating back to last year. They looked awful, and St. Louis tied that series up 1-1. So both of those games did me wrong. And, of course, when the games do me wrong, that means my props did me wrong. So let's see if we can shake the Etch-A-Sketch and start over. Brad, if you recall, in the first time that Calgary and Edmonton decided to play in their second round series, the final score was 9-6. So yeah, we're rolling with the over in this one yet again, because I know that they will say the law of averages will bring this total back down. But when you look at these two teams, when you look at their top lines, when you look at the scoring and the fact that it's neither of these teams has like awful defense, but it's also not great. And so I don't see any reason to believe that in game two tonight in Calgary that it's going to slow down. So it's just a minus 120. It is juiced up slightly at DraftKings, but I'm going to take the over on the 6.5, and I'm going to expect things to continue to be pew, pew, pew in the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, that is a great call. Take the over once again with a pair of Prairie Province representatives.
Number four.
All right, Lundy, let's go to NHL pick numero dos. Give me a slap shot, my man. What do you got?
Let's go with kind of an interesting two-legger here, shall we? You know I like the shots on goal.
Oh,
so
socks.
I'm going to take
socks.
Sogs, yes. I'm going to take one from each of the games. So let's start off with New York and Carolina. That is the early game tonight on ESPN. And let's actually go back to the well with a guy that we bet on earlier this week for game one. He hit it for us. So I'm going to go right back to him. And that's Sebastian Aho of the Carolina Hurricanes. He actually was one of the difference makers. He had one of the goals that was necessary for Carolina in that 2-1 overtime game. But he had four shots. In the series against Boston, he went over the total in four out of the seven games that they played. So this is a guy that gets up over 2.5 shots on goal, and that's exactly where his number sits. But it has been juiced way up, so I am going to pair that with Connor McDavid to go over 3.5 shots on goal. He's been over in four straight, but if you look over his last eight games, over in four and right at three in three of those. So he has either been over or right on the precipice of this number. He is also juiced up, but if I slap them both together, McDavid over 3.5 shots on goal, Aho over 2.5 shots on goal. Oh, Brad, you like it when positive territory plus 167.
Oh, you make my heart go pitter-pat with plus odds.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. And I'm switching things up here, trying to reverse the curse, change up the juju and the mojo, Lundy. Usually I feature a Major League Baseball selection in this spot on the podcast, but I've been so miserable, so lousy as a minus EV mush that I'm going to put the NBA in here. So, you know, you should just continue to fade me because it leads to high profitability and you're going to be able to afford that luxury apartment overlooking Central Park here in short order. It's just ridiculous, the frigid streak that I have been on. But we dive back in, fade or follow, as we always say, that is up to you. And tonight, I think it will be a more tightly contested game. There's only really one direction to go. After the Dallas Mavericks posted just 0.906 points per possession in game one. But Golden State is still at home. They appear to be firing on all cylinders right now, not only defensively, but of course offensively, as the chef has been cooking. Klay Thompson really didn't even get going in the last game. Only 1-for-4 from downtown, did more damage driving the cup and on the defensive end. But this team has got a lot of electricity pumping through the veins. And as a result, I think Golden State on this one game parlay, and it's two legs, I'm going to take the Warriors to win by 5 or more points. And I think it's going to be in that 5 to 7 point range. So you're getting a little bit of a discount on the overall line, which is sitting at 6 or 6.5, depending upon what book is your favorite. And then I'm going to take the Warriors over 107.5 team total points. So on that one game parlay, it is plus 115, and I put this together at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, you look at Golden State in the NBA postseason, they have won 6 of 7 games at home by at least 5 points, and they're averaging 116.6 points per game inside the Chase Center there. So, again, I think this game will be tighter the second time around. I mean, Luka was lousy with the 7 turnovers, really poor decision-making, and it was contagious. It really spread out through the entire team. Just going at the broadside of a barn, but I still think Golden State will win. They will win by at least 5, and they will score at least 108 in the end, and both those events happen. Again, we cash a ticket of plus 115 at DraftKings. Fade or follow, my man.
Here you are giving up, Brad. You're just giving up. You're like,
I got to throw in the white towel, man.
I mean, I hate to jinx you, man, but I really kind of like this. I think this is a pretty solid little two-legger here that you've got, which probably means it's hosed, but I just feel bad. It's like I've had this happen to me. You guys that bet, you know this. You have those moments where you're in a bit of a down streak, so maybe you go from betting a full unit to a half unit, and that's when you finally hit something and you just get so pissed at yourself because you brought your bet back down. I'm worried that's what's going to happen to you, my man. I'm going to worry that right now you think – you're going to continue to go on this cold streak that you've been on in the NBA, and then you're going to nail this one. So I'm disappointed that you're not still throwing some darts at the wall. I mean, yeah, you've completely missed the board and like hit some nice lady over at the bar trying to enjoy a glass of wine. But you got to keep throwing those darts, brother. Don't give up. Don't give up, my man. I do like this one. I will follow.
I'm giving up here, Luddy. If this one does not hit, cue the scene from Rocky. Throw the damn towel. Stick around for my top picks on a loaded slate of Friday night baseball. Plus, Bird is time. Not only the MLB, but also the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Number two.
All right, let's get after it here, Lundy, and let's go to a matchup in the Bronx as the New York Yankees welcome the Chicago White Sox, who finally broke out of their season-long batting funk. Why? Because Carlos Hernandez tends to help such things. He cures all ills. Of course, he plays the Kansas City Royals. Hung a 7 spot on KC yesterday, and people thinking, okay, maybe this White Sox team is rounded a corner. Maybe they're starting to finally deliver on their ultra high promise. But I say, not so fast, my friend. I'm going to take the Yankees -1.5 on the run line through the first 5 innings against the Southsiders. That means the Yankees have to be up by at least 2 runs after 5 innings, and I think that's entirely doable. Why? You look at the pitching matchup. It's Nestor Cortez, who is very much in the AL Cy Young race right now, and a great value still at plus 1,600, going up against Dallas Keuchel. And we know that Keuchel has certainly had his struggles this season, indicative in his 5-plus ERA on the year. You look at Cortez, brilliant on the bump, 11.03 K per 9 this season with a 1.35 ERA. And the first time through the order, a 1.06 ERA. Oh, yes, and he's a king of consistency because the second time through the order, Lundy, just a 1.65 ERA. Now, Keuchel's been good initially in games. First time through the order, just a 1.46 ERA. But it's the adjustments the second time around that have got him in trouble. He has an 11.00 ERA that second time through the order. And the Yankees this season, a 731 OPS against left-handed pitchers, which, of course, Dallas Keuchel is. So knowing that Keuchel doesn't really miss a whole lot of bats, he is a ground ball pitcher. The Yankees have already had some success against him this season. I think that will continue in this game at home, especially with Giancarlo Stanton breathing fire right now. A guy that's batting .366 with 19 RBI over his last 15 days, along with 6 homers over that same span. So fade or follow the New York Yankees -1.5 on the run line through 5 innings against the White Sox. That's +110. At BetMGM.
I will take plus odds on this. You know, obviously I faded you yesterday. I didn't have faith in your bet on the White Sox. That one paid off. This one, I think yesterday's 7 runs, I think it's an anomaly. I think it's a bit of a blip on the radar. I'm not expecting them to all of a sudden drop another half dozen runs on the Yankees as they continue this road trip. So I joked yesterday about the fact that they did a 5-game series against the Royals. Now they turn around and go on the road against the Yankees. And I think the White Sox are in trouble. I think those 7 runs are going to fall back down. I bet you the Yankees have got 4, maybe 5 on the board by the time they get through the first 5 innings, which should make this run line pretty easy.
Yeah, baby. Come on, Yankees. Start off the game sizzling hot.
Number 1.
All right. Speaking of a team that is sizzling hot, and it may not be an indicator of their win-loss record, but the Cincinnati Reds, Lundy, just continue to put up crooked numbers in the box score, and I'm going to ride that gravy train again until it derails. I'm going to take the over on the big red machine, 3.5 runs on the road against the Toronto Blue Jays up there north of the border. And if they score at least 4 runs tonight, that's plus 105 at BetMGM. Why am I high on the Reds? Well, look, they have done this, Lundy. I believe now it's 13 of their last 15 games. They have scored at least 4 runs, and Hyunjin Ryu is on the mound for Toronto. The Southpaw veteran's been around the block for quite a while here. He's got 12 innings pitched this season, so 3 starts, 12 earned runs. Now, the Reds have below a 600 OPS against left-handed pitchers, but you know, they could chase Ryu early here, maybe get a couple of runs quickly on the board, and then take advantage of this Toronto Blue Jays bullpen, which is middling overall so far this season in terms of team ERA allowed. But I just keep winning with the Reds. I love them. I don't know why I have fallen head over heels for them, but Mr. Redlegs, he has been very comforting and has certainly boosted the bankroll. So we're going to continue to ride this sucker again until it
drives me off the stupid cliff. So hopefully that will not be tonight. Fade or follow, Cincinnati does it again with the over 3.5 runs against the Jays, plus 105 at BetMGM.
Find a shitty team and the best way to bet on it. I'm convinced that's some of the most fun you can have, especially early on. And here we are in the middle part of the, of May as we're going through the first part of the baseball season. But this is what happens. You just, again, find a team that's bad. Find a couple of wrinkles that you can take advantage of in betting and just keep doing it until it bucks you. I'm with you, Brad. I don't see any reason to come off of this one. They just got to score 4 runs. They've been doing it even though they keep losing.
Right.
But let's congratulate them, Brad. They finally have double-digit wins. Took them long enough. But you just said it. They beat Cleveland in the 2 games they just played. The middle game was postponed because of the weather. So they're sitting in a good spot. Ride with the Reds. Have some fun. Come on, people. It's the weekend. It's a Friday. Get drunk and bet on Cincinnati. I think that's just the MO now for weekends around here.
Yeah, shout out to Tequila and overs on the Reds. That is my zest for life right now, Lundy. And so is bonus time, because this is where we actually win. What else you got tonight on this Friday that you're wagering on?
Well, I told you that I really like the over in the Edmonton-Calgary game. As I said, they put 15 goals on the board in game one. Now they go to game two at 6.5. But I'm actually going to get I'm going to take the totals in each of these games tonight, and I'm going to take them on alt lines and put them together into a two-legger. So I'm actually going to take Edmonton and Calgary. I'm going to pull away a goal, and so I'm going to take them over 5.5. And then New York and Carolina, which, again, the final was 2-1 in overtime. Both defensive teams, both very good goaltending. So I'm actually going to bump that one up by a goal and then take the under on 6.5. So under 6.5 on the early game, over 5.5 on the late game. If you put those two together, a nice simple two-leg alt line plus 126. I like that one. Then speaking of plus odds, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, we're going to go with him to have an assist for Edmonton tonight. Again, I think it's going to be high scoring, so let's find some player props I like. I really like this one. Plus 125 for him to have an apple. In the regular season, in 2 games against Calgary, he had 4 assists over the course of 2 games, and then he had 2 assists in game 1. So you put all that together, carry the 1. That means in 3 games against Calgary this season, he has 6 assists. So if you're going to give me those kinds of odds in what I expect to be a high-scoring game, I'll take it. Nugent Hopkins, plus 125 for an assist. You can find that at DraftKings.
Oh, you said apple. Red Delicious? I'm hoping so. That sounds tasty. Gala, peanut butter on it?
What are they? Why you gotta ruin it? Why you gotta ruin it? Look, I saw you on Twitter earlier this week and talking about your crunchy peanut butter.
Crunchy peanut butter's the shit. What are you talking about?
No. I don't need like the extra. It's like somebody inserted stuff into my peanut butter. Make it smooth, man.
No, man.
Look, there's a reason Bruno Mars told us it was smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy, okay? Don't start messing with me with your crunchy shit, okay?
Well, can we universally agree that Peter Pan sucks, though?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm a Jif guy. Yeah, I don't need you and your Peter Pan syndrome to be all over my pantry, okay? let me stick with the good stuff.
Well, like Peter Pan, let's hopefully get a fly high here on some of these bonus time bets. Let's get after it in the NBA. Why not? Again, just fade all of these, and you're probably going to profit, and you want to slap them together and get a plus odds in a parlay. I don't hate it. I'm going to go with Draymond Green over 2.5 steals plus blocks at plus 125 at BetMGM. He's been over this in 6 of his last 11 games, had 3 in total in game number 1 in the other matchup against the Dallas Mavericks in the regular season, also had 3 combined. The Mavs give it up 5.1 steals per game, 3.9 blocks per game. Those are outstanding marks in this postseason, but I think Draymond going to be highly active as usual as a defender. Just don't get kicked out early in the game, Draymond, so we can try to cash this over on 2.5 steals plus blocks. Jalen Brunson, under 22.5 points plus assists at minus 120. Pulled this one from DraftKings. He had 18 combined in game number 1. He has been under this in 5 of his last 7. Usually getting between 14 to 16 shots per game, but Golden State has been locked down defensively here of late. 1.089 points per possession over the entirety of the NBA postseason. Oh, you want more plus odds? Here, I'm going to deliver one right now. Dorian Finney-Smith over 5.5 rebounds at plus 125 at BetMGM. He's only done this 6 of 14 postseason games, but he had 7 rebounds in game number 1, and he has been over this in 3 of 4 overall matchups against Golden State on the season. course, gets a lot of tick, played 34 minutes in that first matchup. And the Warriors have been beating up with the glass at times, giving up 43.0 rebounds per game in this NBA postseason. All right, back to the diamond where I'm actually making some money. Let's do a little three-leg parlay on alt run lines. Yes, I have the Reds in here on the over 2.5. So we're even going to reduce that a little bit further down to give you that extra cushion. Cincinnati's done this in 18 of their last 21, and I think they're going to beat up on Ryu again. He's got 12 earned runs in his last 12 innings pitch. We're going to pair that with the White Sox under 4.5 runs. Again, this is all about Nestor Cortez. And you look at the White Sox, they have been under this in 3 of 4 matchups against the Yankees this season. They're number 26 in Major League Baseball in runs per 9 at 3.55. And then the third leg, it's Nolan Gorman Day for the St. Louis Cardinals. Their top prospect has been called up. He's going to be starting at second. I think they are going to pound the Pirates. I'm going to take the over on 3.5 runs for the Cards. They have done this in 6 of their last 7 in all 3 matchups this season against Pittsburgh, who's trying out Zach Thompson, who's got a not-so-glorious 5.47 ERA. So all 3 of those legs hit, plus 264 at BetMGM. Elsewhere, Giancarlo Stanton is going to remain hot. Give me him to knock in a run. To get an RBI, it's minus 105 right now at PointsBet. 6-for-11 lifetime, 2 home runs, 5 RBI against Dallas Keuchel. And again, he's got 19 ribbies over the last 15 days, batting 366 with 6 home runs. And then the last one for you on this Friday evening, how about a two-leg hit parlay? Jazz Chisholm to get a hit against the ATL, and Eugenio Suarez to get a hit against Boston. Chisholm 6-for-15 lifetime against Charlie Morton of the Bravos, and Eugenio Suarez 9-for-24 lifetime against Michael Waka 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 of the Boston Red Sox. Both those guys find green space. That is plus 119, and that is a wrap on this edition of the Faded Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. If you enjoy this podcast, drop us a rating and a review. Would you kindly? Helps out our show immensely. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.